Hello and welcome to Head Trash, and my name is Alexia and I want to welcome you to this healing activation. Now, to get the most out of this healing activation, I would highly recommend that you watch the video that comes with this healing activation so that you can better understand how this wound might be showing up for you. And also, I would recommend going through the wound healing journal so that you can bring as many of the facets of this wound to mind before going through this healing activation. If you've done both those things, then wonderful. So let's crack on with healing this wound. So now if you could take a moment to find somewhere comfortable to lie down, make sure you've got a glass of water to hand and some tissues, and that you won't be disturbed for the next half hour. And then when you're ready, please continue with this healing activation. We are about to begin. Take some deep breaths. Three deep breaths. And as you take in those deep breaths, I want you to place your intention on healing the wounds that you're carrying around abandonment. So take a moment to connect this intention, connect to your higher self. If you have spirit guides or angels or God or any beliefs that you want to ask for support in today, then connect that now and ask for support in activating this healing within you today. And then when you're ready and comfortable, put your hands into the tapped position, please. I'm now tuning into the times of my life where I've had experiences with abandonment and being abandoned. And these experiences may have been from my adult life, my time as a child, or my time in the womb. And I might not recall all of these experiences. So I'm placing my intention today to connect to all of them. I'm asking my subconscious, asking my higher self to assist me in connecting to all of these experiences around abandonment and feeling abandoned that I'm carrying within me today. Because today it is my intention to let go of these emotional wounds that I'm carrying around feeling abandoned. I'm sorry that I've had these experiences. I'm sorry that I've experienced feeling abandoned like this. And I'm sorry that I felt that I've been abandoned. I am sorry that I've had these experiences. I am so sorry. But a part of me loves that I've had these experiences. A part of me loves having been abandoned. Part of me loves having felt abandoned. Yes, I love that I've felt abandoned. I love having felt abandoned. I love these experiences I've had around abandonment. I absolutely love them. Oh, I do. I love these feelings of being abandoned. I love being abandoned. Oh my goodness, I love being abandoned. I love being abandoned and left on my own. I love feeling abandoned. I absolutely love it. Sometimes it's good to get rid of those people and just have some time alone. I love, adore and enjoy being abandoned. I love feeling abandoned. I absolutely love feeling abandoned. I absolutely love it. And I love that I've had all of these experiences of being abandoned, all of these experiences of feeling abandoned, and all of this abandonment in my life. I love that my life has been filled with these abandonment experiences. I absolutely love that because I love abandonment. Yeah, I do. I love abandonment. I love it. What am I saying? No, I hate that I've had these experiences. I absolutely hate that I've had these experiences of feeling abandoned, of being abandoned. I hate that I've had to go through this in the way that I have. It's been horrific. I absolutely hate, loathe and despise that I've been abandoned in this way, that I felt abandoned in this way. Absolutely hate it. I can't bear it. I hate feeling abandoned. I hate feeling abandoned. I absolutely hate it. I hate being abandoned. I hate being abandoned. And I hate abandonment in general. All aspects of abandonment, I hate that. I absolutely hate that. And now I want you to take a moment to tune in to how all of those experiences of abandonment made you feel. You know, take a moment to connect to this and to connect to your feelings around abandonment. Maybe feelings of loneliness, of being unloved, not cared for, neglected. How did you feel in those moments of abandonment? How did abandonment affect you? So when you think about how it affected you, you know, whether you cried, whether you, what did you know, what in those moments of abandonment, how did it affect you? And think about that now. I love how these experiences of being abandoned affected me. I absolutely love how being abandoned affected me and how it affects me today. I love how being abandoned and abandonment affected me in the past and affects me today. I absolutely love it. When I think about being abandoned and the impact it's had on me, I love how it's impacted me. I love how it's affected me. I really do. I absolutely love it. Of course I don't. Total lie. I hate it. I absolutely hate how being abandoned has affected me. I hate how it affected me back then. And I particularly hate how it's impacting my life today. I mean, I hate all of it, all the ways that being abandoned has affected me. I hate all of it. I absolutely hate all of those things, all the ways it's affected me, all the ways it's showing up for me. I hate how my experience of being abandoned has affected me so much. I absolutely hate that. And what about how it's made you feel? Take a moment to think about how being abandoned has made you feel. How it makes you feel today. What feelings have come up for you as a result of being abandoned or feeling abandoned? And tune into those now. I love how these experiences of being abandoned make me feel. I love how being abandoned makes me feel. Oh, I do. I love how these feelings come up for me when I think about being abandoned, when I connect to this, the moments of being abandoned. I love what comes up for me. I love these feelings that come up for me. I absolutely love how being abandoned makes me feel, how feeling abandoned makes me feel. All the other feelings that come up for me, I love all of those feelings. I do. I do. I really do. I love all of the feelings. I love how all these feelings come up for me when I think about being abandoned, when I remember those times when I was abandoned, when I remember those feelings of abandonment and all the other feelings that came piling in at the same time. I love all of those feelings. I really do. But of course, there's a part of me that hates all of those feelings. I hate all those feelings that come up because they're just, well, they all suck, quite frankly, and I hate them. I hate, loathe, and despise how being abandoned made me feel, how feeling abandoned made me feel, and how it makes me feel today. I hate all of it. I hate all of it. I hate how all of these feelings come up for me when I think about being abandoned, when I think about my times when I felt abandoned. I hate how I feel today because of all of it. I absolutely hate it. And I want you to think about how abandonment has affected your behavior. You know, some of the things I mentioned earlier about maybe staying in relationships longer than you should, or doing things to make people not leave you alone, or to make me super helpful so that you lock people in somehow. So what are some of the things that you've done because of these feelings of abandonment? Maybe there are things that you've had to do because of these feelings, you know, that it's brought up fears for you. You know, some of the fears that might have come up for you, fear of being rejected or fear of not being good enough or not being worthy, or fear of loneliness or isolation, fear of being undesirable. So tune in to how all of these experiences of abandonment have affected your behavior. And think about the things that you've done over the years or that you felt you had to do over the years as a result of these feelings of abandonment. I love all the things I've done over the years because of these feelings of abandonment or being abandoned. I love all the things I've had to do because I was abandoned. I love all these things I've had to do because I felt like I was abandoned. I absolutely love all those things I've done. I love all the things I've had to do because actually I've done some pretty cool things. There've been some, actually, yes, it was a crap thing, but it led to me really pulling my socks up and doing some really good stuff. So I love, there are some things I absolutely love that I've done as a result of feeling abandoned, as a result of being abandoned. I love all those things I've done that I've had to do as a result of feeling abandoned. I absolutely love them, but my goodness, I've also done some really horrid things and some stuff I'm not quite proud of. And I hate those things I've done. I hate those things I've done because of feeling abandoned, because of being abandoned. I hate some of the things I felt I had to do in the moment. Some of the things I've done over the years, I absolutely hate those things. I hate them and despise some of those things I've done over the years because of these feelings of being abandoned. I absolutely hate them. And then I want you to think about what's happened to you in your life as a result of your experiences around abandonment. You know, maybe there have been some wonderful things that's happened to you, some fun things. Maybe you got abandoned by your friends at a festival and you end up having the best night ever. Or maybe they're not so wonderful. And what about things you missed out on, things that didn't happen? So just take a moment to think about the things that have happened to you as a result of feeling abandoned or being abandoned. When I think about all those things that happened to me because of being abandoned, well, I love all those things. There's so many things that I love. I love the things that have happened to me because of being abandoned. I love, 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 love all those things that have happened to me because of these feelings of abandonment, because of being abandoned. I love the things that have happened to me because of being abandoned. I absolutely love them. I love them. But mostly I hate the things that have happened to me because most of it's been pretty rubbish. I hate, loathe, and despise all the things that have happened to me because of being abandoned. I absolutely hate those things. I hate the things that have happened to me. I hate, oh my God, some of those things have just been so horrid. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate the things that have happened to me because of these feelings of abandonment. I absolutely hate them. What about the things that you've missed out on? Think about the things that you've missed out on over the years, the things that didn't happen because of being abandoned. I love all the things that I've missed out on because of being abandoned, all the things that didn't happen. I love them. I love that there's so much I've missed out on, so much that didn't happen because of these feelings of abandonment, because I've actually abandoned. I love all those things I've missed out on. I love those things I missed out on. I absolutely love the things I missed out on. But I also hate, there are so many things I missed out on, so many things I missed out on, so many things that didn't happen for me because of these feelings of abandonment, because I was actually abandoned. I absolutely hate all those things that I missed out on. I hate them all. And when you think about being abandoned, do you feel you've benefited from these experiences or suffered? When you think about how you might have benefited from being abandoned in your life, you know, maybe because of all the way it shows up for you today, that actually, you know, you've got a pretty good life in some respects. And so maybe this wound has served you well. So why let it go, eh? Why let it go if it served you well in some ways? So this is where I want you to think about how you may have benefited. It might just be some small ways, but it's important that we acknowledge how we've benefited from this wound. So take a moment to think about how you've benefited from being abandoned, from feeling abandoned in your life. I love how I've benefited from being abandoned. I absolutely love how I've benefited from these feelings of abandonment. You know, the ways I've behaved, the life I've created and what I've set up for myself as a result of these wounds, actually I've benefited quite a bit and it's great. I've got a pretty good life, actually. I love how I've benefited from being abandoned in my life. I love, adore, and enjoy how I've benefited from having these feelings of abandonment. I love how I've benefited from these feelings of abandonment. I absolutely love it. But actually, when I think about it, no, I can't really think. Well, I hate how I've benefited from being abandoned. I hate, loathe, and despise how I've benefited from being abandoned. I absolutely hate it. And if I'm quite honest, benefit's hardly the right word, is it? It's more like suffered. I hate how I've suffered from being abandoned. I hate how I've suffered from being abandoned. I absolutely hate the ways that I've suffered, how I've suffered over the years because of these feelings of abandonment that are just causing so much shit in my head and my emotions. I hate how I've suffered from feeling abandoned. I absolutely hate how I've suffered from feeling abandoned in my life. I absolutely hate it. I hate it. But of course, for me, for the purposes of balances, I do love how I've suffered. I love how I've suffered from feeling abandoned. Oh, I do. I love how I've suffered because, you know, suffering gets me attention, right? Suffering gets me attention, and then I get people come and look after me, and then I'm not on my own. So it kind of serves me really well, these sufferings. I love how I've suffered from feeling abandoned. I do love how I've suffered from being abandoned. I do love it. And I'd like to now tune in to what you'd like to have experienced instead from abandonment. You know, acceptance. Being included, cherished, nurtured, wanted, helped. You know, what would you like to happen in those moments instead? What would you like your experiences to be like? You know, what was missing from those experiences for you where you felt abandoned? You know, what did you want instead? So think about the things you needed to feel, first of all. What did you need to feel instead of feeling abandoned? You know, feel wanted or cherished. I love that there were these things that I needed to feel that I didn't. I love that there were these things that I needed to feel that I didn't. I absolutely love that there were these things that I needed to feel in those moments where I felt abandoned and I didn't feel those things. I love that there were these feelings that I wanted to feel but didn't. I absolutely love that. And of course, mainly I hate that there were these feelings I wanted to feel but didn't. I hate that there were these things, these feelings I wanted to feel but didn't. And what about the things that you wanted in those moments? You know, whether you wanted connection, you wanted presence, you wanted somebody there, you wanted to be remembered, you wanted to be included and wanted. I love that there were things that I wanted in those moments but never had. I love that there were these things that I wanted in those moments but never had. I love that there were these things that I wanted but never had, but mainly I hate that there were these things that I wanted but never had. I hate that there were things that I wanted in those moments of feeling abandoned but I never had. I hate, loathe and despise that there were things that I really wanted in those moments but I never, never had. And we're now going to tune in to any experiences around abandonment that you might be carrying from your previous lives or that were experienced by your ancestors. So I'd like you to just take a moment now to connect to your higher self once more, to your subconscious, and to place your intention on connecting to all of the experiences that you're carrying within you that you've inherited from your ancestors or that you experienced in your previous lives and that you're carrying within you today. And I'm now tuning into the experiences of feeling abandoned that I experienced in my previous lives or that were experienced by my ancestors that I'm carrying within me today. And I'm also tuning in to the ancient wounds and the memories that I'm carrying around feeling abandoned. I'm sorry that I'm carrying these memories today. I'm sorry that I'm carrying the memories of all of these traumas, these experiences from my past lives, my ancestors. I'm sorry that I'm carrying these emotional wounds around feeling abandoned from previous times. I am so, so, so sorry. But a part of me loves that I'm carrying these wounds. There's a big part of me that loves that I'm carrying all of these wounds around feeling abandoned from my past lives and my ancestors. There's a part of me that loves that I'm carrying all of these wounds. It's helped me to prepare for the life today. I love that I'm carrying these wounds. I love that I'm carrying these wounds. But I also hate that I'm carrying these wounds. I hate that I'm carrying all this stuff that's not even mine from my previous times and my ancestors. I mean, oh my God, I've got enough of my own stuff without their stuff too. I hate that I'm carrying all of these wounds from my past lives and ancestors. I absolutely hate it. So I'm now going to tune into all of my experiences, everything that I've experienced, whether it's my current life, my experiences from my time in the womb or when I was a child, or from my previous lives and the lives of my ancestors. I'm going to connect to all of these emotional wounds around feeling abandoned and abandonment that I'm carrying within me today. And I'm going to begin by acknowledging that yes, all of these things happened, all of these moments took place. All of these moments took place, these moments where I felt abandoned, where my previous time, previous incarnations felt abandoned, my ancestors felt abandoned. Yes, all of these things happened, all of these moments took place. And yes, I've had experiences and traumas around abandonment. And yes, I'm carrying these traumas and these memories within me around feeling abandoned. And for all of that, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I've experienced this. I'm sorry that these moments happened. I'm just sorry. But they happened and they're all behind me because and today I am safe. They happened, they're all behind me and today I'm safe. Today I'm okay. Because today I'm no longer being abandoned. Today I'm no longer feeling abandoned. I'm okay. These things happened, they're behind me. They're all in the past, and I am okay. I am okay. These things are all behind me, and they no longer have a hold on me. They no longer have a hold on me, and they no longer have an effect on me, because today I am cutting the cords. All of those experiences that are connected to me somehow with these cords that are pulling on me, pulling on my heartstrings, pulling on my emotions, pulling, making me behave in certain ways, in different directions, sabotaging me, all these cords. I'm going to cut them all. I am cutting all of them. Today, I am cutting the cords so that these feelings of abandonment, these wounds around abandonment, perpetuate no more. Today, I am cutting all of the cords, every single one of them, so that these traumas, these memories, these wounds perpetuate no more. Because I am the pattern breaker. That is what they call me, the pattern breaker. And this pattern of trauma and struggle around feeling abandoned and abandonment stops right now. I am making it stop now. I am deciding that it stops now. This pattern stops now because I say so, because I'm cutting the cord. That's why it stops now. And I'm now processing and healing all of those places in my body, my mind, and my life where all of those experiences, all those moments, all those memories were stored. Wherever abandonment's been a problem for me, it's healing now. It's healing now, wherever it's been a problem for me, these feelings of abandonment, it's healing right now. And wherever these feelings of abandonment have created resistance or sabotage in my life, blocks, all of that stuff that just gets in my way, that slows me down, that stops me moving forward, wherever these feelings of abandonment have created resistance for me, well, that too is healing now. And I'm now going to tune into the origins and the roots of all of these experiences around abandonment. I'm calling on my higher self and my subconscious to help me to connect to every single one of them and to get to the root, the beginning, the genesis of this for me. All the origins and the roots of this wound are healing now. And I'm tuning in to all those people who are connected to this theme of abandonment for me. The people I hurt, the people who hurt me, the people I lost, the people I pushed away, the people I blamed. First, those who hurt me. I forgive them, all those people who hurt me in relation to these feelings of abandonment, those people maybe that abandoned me, that made me feel that way, that made me feel hurt. I forgive them. I forgive those who hurt me in relation to these feelings, and I wish them love, happiness, and peace. And to those people who hurt me, I love you. To those who hurt me, I love you. When I think about those people that I hurt in relation to these feelings of abandonment, the people I've caused hurt to, well, I'm sorry. I just want to say I'm sorry. And I wish you love, happiness, and peace. And I love you too. When I think about those that I lost because of the way that I behaved, and the way that I felt around abandonment, I'm sorry. And I love you, and I wish you love, happiness, and peace. And when I think about those I pushed away, because of how I felt. Those people I've abandoned before they got to abandon me because of my fears of abandonment. I'm sorry, and I wish you love, happiness, and peace. And when I think about those that I blamed for these feelings of abandonment, and that might be myself included, or God, or the universe, I forgive everyone that I blamed for these feelings. Everyone I blame for this happening, everyone I blame for this wound, including myself. And I wish them love, happiness, and peace. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. In fact, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. The time has come for me to forgive myself for all the things that I've done, all the ways that I've behaved, and the things that I've done over the years as a result of this wound. I forgive myself for all of it. I was reacting because of a wound, and I don't need to hate myself for that anymore. I forgive myself. And I'm also going to forgive myself for all the things I never did, things I've avoided, things I couldn't bring myself to do because of this wound. And I'm going to forgive myself for that too. I'm clearing the slate. Today is a clean slate, and I'm not going to hold any shame around this wound anymore. And we're now going to tune into the parts of me that benefited from me having and carrying these wounds within me, these memories and traumas, because a part of me has enjoyed carrying this wound, has enjoyed the benefits of this wound. So I'm taking some time now to tune into that part of me that has benefited from me carrying this wound and perpetuating this wound. All those parts of me that benefited somehow from me carrying this wound around abandonment, well, that part is healing now. All those parts of me that benefited somehow from me carrying memories of this wound, that's healing right now. And now finally, we're tuning into any remaining traces, any bits we've forgotten about, any final hairline strands and cords that we haven't yet cut, that have been hiding and lurking in corners and in the dark. We're reaching out for those and we're cutting those too. We're now processing the healing, all remaining traces, any residue that remains and is trapped within my field, all of it is healing right now, because the time has come today to let this go. I'm letting go of these memories. I'm letting go of these experiences. I'm letting go of these moments that have haunted me and that have stayed with me. I'm letting go of all of it. I'm letting go of this wound for good. I'm letting go of this wound and its hold on me, and this wound and its effect on me. I'm letting it go. I'm releasing the wound of abandonment for good. Thank you. Thank you for what I've learned as a result of this wound. I'm very grateful. Thank you. And I'm also very grateful for my healing. Thank you for my healing. And to the people involved, I love you. I do. I love you unconditionally. And to me, well, I love you too, me. Yes, I do. I love me unconditionally. I love myself, I do. Thank you. And then when you're ready, you can release your hands and slowly come back to the room.